built by John de Courcy in 1177, Carrickfergus Castle was an important stronghold overlooking Belfast Lough. The castle has been the scene of many battles, but it was love, not war, that resulted in the castle's most famous ghost. I followed one of the tour guides, Jackie, to the castle keep that houses the castle's deepest, darkest well.
Every castle needs to have its own ghost, and our ghost is a guy called Buttoncap. Now, the story of our Buttoncap goes right back for more than 200 years. And Buttoncap, he was a member of the 62nd Foot Regiment, who were based in Carrickfergus Castle in like the 1700s. This regiment in 1881 became the Wiltshire Regiment, and then it further amalgamated to the Royal Berkshires and later formed the Duke of Edinburgh's Royal Regiment. So this soldier was a member of this regiment, and his name was Timothy Lavery. Now, Timothy Lavery was based in the castle in like 1760s. His commanding officer, who was Captain Jennings, and another soldier by the name of Robert Rainey. Now, the story says that Robert Rainey fell in love with a local girl, and her name was Betsy Bird. But Robert Rainey was a bit concerned that she wasn't being completely faithful to him, so he followed her one evening, and he caught her on with another man. Now, this man was also called Jennings, and he was the brother of the commanding officer in the castle. So, in a fit of rage, Rainey ran his sword through Jennings and left him for dead. They say he calmly returned to his barracks, wiped the blood off and went to sleep. But he hadn't actually killed this poor man, he'd left him for dead. And his brother found him, and he was able to tell his brother what had happened, but he got the person wrong, and he named Timothy Lavery. Now, the reason why this movie happened, they say that these two looked very like each other. They could have been taken for brothers, Timothy Lavery and Robert Rainey. So anyway, Timothy Lavery was duly arrested, tried, found guilty of this murder, and sentenced to death. And he was hung in Carrickfergus. But here's where he turns into a ghost, because apparently, as they were putting the noose round his neck, he said, "I will haunt Carrickfergus Castle forever." And they say that he does. We are actually here at the well in the keep of Carrickfergus Castle. And there's a sort of an added story for that. Yes, there is. Older people really would know this as Buttoncap's Well, because there has been like shadowy figures seen around the well. So some people would say this is Buttoncap's ghost still haunting Carrickfergus Castle over 200 years later. There's another story as well about a ghost in the well, was that about 200 years ago, there was discovered at the bottom of the well the skeletal remains of a young boy. What happened to him, nobody knows, whether he fell or pushed, but some people say this is the ghost that haunts the well in Carrickfergus Castle.
You yourself, Jackie, were saying that sometimes when it's dark, when you're locking up after all the visitors have gone, it is a little bit creepy in here.
It can get a little bit spooky in here. I think any old building's going to get a little bit spooky. There are unidentified sounds you might hear. You might hear something above you and you think, is there someone up there? You can hear bangs, thumps, creaks, all that kind of thing that you get in an old castle. And it just makes it more of an atmosphere anyway, doesn't it?
You say that it is a little bit creepy and you've heard a few bumps and bangs, but have you ever seen anything?
No, I've never seen any sign of a ghost in the castle. I've heard noises. One day I heard someone coming up the staircase, like footsteps, but there was no one there. And I've been here quite a long time, 11 years, and I've been here in the dead of night, and I haven't seen a ghost there either. Some visitors have reported things to us. For example, last year there was a lady who was here visiting, and she was standing at one of the windows, and her mother took a photograph of her, and it was only when she looked at the photograph there was what seemed to be the figure of a young boy just standing beside her. Now, that lady said she didn't feel anything, she didn't see anything at the time, but this showed up in the photograph.